Switching it back to Portugal, though, the autonomous regions of Madeira, the Azores, after the 10-year period has elapsed, would it be possible, or is it like a potential scenario where the individual may move from mainland Portugal to one of these autonomous regions and continue to enjoy certain benefits, perhaps not at the same level, but still something to make it interesting? Have you seen that?
I didn't get it. The Madeirian Azores have they have some autonomy, and yeah. One of their autonomic powers relates to they have some leeway to reduce the tax rates.
Yeah.
So, for instance, the standard corporate income tax rate in Madeira is 14.7%, a little bit below 15%, whereas mm-hmm. in the mainland it's 21. So, mm-hmm. so the standard regime in the islands is already more welcoming than in the mainland. And now they will have the NHR for people that reside there. What does it mean to reside there? They have to stay, there's a presence of 183 days,
mm-hmm.
almost as if they were an independent country. If it is not possible to demonstrate 183 days, you'll be looking at the Center of Vital Interest and see if it is there or not. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you'll have to stay for the entire year. It's a quick flight to the mainland, and it's a very nice place to be.
So what I was thinking is just in that scenario where someone has come to the end of the 10-year period on the Portugal mainland, I just thought it would be interesting for them if it is that they are sensitive to the tax side of things. And perhaps, you know, it's an added benefit to enjoy, you know, a different side of Portugal, the beauty or whatever. It would be an interesting move to move to one of those islands.
You know, to take any benefits, no?
Mm-hmm. No, if you're benefiting from the NHR, you cannot just move to the islands and benefit from this 2.0. It's not possible.
There's not a lot of that. You may not benefit from NHR 2.0, but on the corporate side, you'd benefit from the lower corporate rates that already exist normally. And at the individual, even when you look at the regular tax tables for the autonomous region, they may be more attracted than the mainland.
Yeah, it's possible. Yeah. They can reduce it up to 30%.
Mm-hmm. So it won't be as attractive as the 20% that just expired, but it would be still more interesting than remaining on the mainland. So potentially.
Yeah, it is possible. Mm-hmm. So you probably heard of our free trade zone regime that allows for 5% of corporate income tax, provided some investments were made. This is 5%. It requires investments there. It required a structure there, etc. But it compares now with the standard regime of 15%. This is the standard. There are no additional investments, no additional compliance. So I think your question is very good observation. The standard regime in the islands is very interesting.
Okay.